Hello, everybody. Welcome to the very first Port Lincoln High School Principals Podcast. My name is Sean Thomas. I'm the school's promotions manager, and I'm sitting here with our principal, Mr. Todd George.
Hi, everybody. It's great to be here.
Now, Todd, perhaps we could kick off by mentioning some of our other new staff who are joining us at Port Lincoln High School for Term 3.
Yeah, we've got three new teachers on board for Term 3. Mr. Tristan Rousell will be teaching Maths and Science. Ms. Lenny Woods will be working with the PE faculty, teaching some HASS and also involved in special education. And Micaiah Sawyer will be here teaching Maths and Science.
We also have some special students joining us in Term 3. It's actually a program that I manage as well, the International Student Program. So I'd like to make a special welcome to Audrey Cash from the United States and Lisa Ferroni from Italy. Both of these girls are joining us in Year 11. Audrey will be here for the rest of the year. Lisa will be here for the remainder of this term. And it's a special welcome back to Emily Nealon, who is a German international student who was with us earlier in the year. She's actually planned her own trip back to Port Lincoln and is rejoining us here at the school for 2 weeks. So fantastic to have an ex-international student come back and say hello. Okay, we've also got a welcome sign down the bottom of the school there, Todd. Do you want to talk about that quickly, please?
Yeah, we have put some time and money into a sign down at Park Terrace, the student entrance down there, just to try and up their profile. Hopefully it can be seen from the streetscape there, and a little bit more welcoming for students coming and leaving the school. A special thank you to Jared Christian from Groundwork Landscaping. I think he's done a wonderful job, and over time those bushes and shrubs should grow up to be a bit bigger, but you should also be able to see the Port Lincoln High School sign on the brick wall.
Fantastic. And there's also a fair bit of other building work happening at the school in relation to the STEM and the science labs. Have you got an update there for us?
Yeah, we've talked previously about the fact that the Stage 1 STEM floor has been open before the school holidays, and Stage 2 is progressing really well. At this point, it looks like the builders will hand the project over to us in the last week of this term, which will be really exciting for us to set up over the school holidays, and students will have access to the new science labs and all the new facilities coming with that in fourth term. So it's progressing well, on time and on budget, and we're really happy with where things are at this point.
Now, lots of energy this term will also be devoted to our subject counselling process for 2019.
Yeah, look, Term 3 is all about making sure that we've got a timetable that represents what our student cohort are after, and we rewrite the timetable every year based around subject selection. This year, that's going to be during our week 7 of this term, so from the 3rd of September until the 6th of September, and there will be more information coming out via student pack, but also some more information in some future podcasts.
Excellent. And there are some other events that parents may be interested in that are happening later this term.
Yeah, I'll identify two days where students are not needed at school. The first one being in week 5, Monday the 20th of August. There's a student free day where over 300 teachers will be on site doing some moderation of student material from years 8 to 10. That'll be a really big work day for us, but students will be at home. And the other key day for families will be during week 7, Friday the 7th of September. So come the end of the subject counselling week, that is a school closure. There won't be anybody on site on that day.
Okay, that's it. That's the first Principals Podcast. Thank you for listening.